The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. God gave His laws to man and commanded us to keep them for our good. Notice what God has to say in Psalms 19, verse 7 through 11. It says this, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Meaning if you keep it, you will change your conduct. "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure." Yes, gives you understanding is what God is saying here. God also says in another place, "A good understanding have all those who keep His commandments." Notice verse 9. "The fear of the Eternal is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Yes, they tell you how to render true justice. Verse 10, "More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Gold as valuable as it is, honey as sweet and healthy as it is, but neither can give you peace of mind and happiness like obeying God. Neither can give you eternal life. And of course, keeping God's law doesn't give you eternal life either. But God won't give you the gift of eternal life unless you are willing to obey Him. Verse 11, "Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." Yes, God says, in keeping His word, living by His word, keeping His laws, His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments, says there is great reward. We have never lived in a time when God's law has been the yardstick to live by, but they were adhered to much closer 50, 60 years ago and on back to 1776 than in the last 50 to 60 years. It seems we have pulled out all restraints today to the degree it makes you wonder if we even know there is a set of laws to live by. David said in the passage we just quoted that in keeping of God's law is great reward. Anyone that lives by those God-given laws will agree with that statement because they are blessed for doing so. We come to the eighth commandment in this series of programs on the Ten Commandments. I hope you have heard and have paid attention to all these programs. If you begin to live by God's law, your life will be a lot better. Why don't you give it a try? Notice the eighth commandment, which is found in Exodus 20, verse 15. "You shall not steal." Four powerful words, "you shall not steal." If you are a thief, you aren't apt to appreciate this commandment or any other commandment of God. But if you are a hard-working individual that's trying to be an honest person, you will appreciate the eighth commandment and long for the day when everyone will keep it as well as the other nine commandments. You could be a victim of thief personally, and even if you aren't, you still realize that you pay much higher prices for most everything you buy because this eighth commandment is ignored by many and perhaps by most everyone in one way or another. Now we know God says sin is a transgression of the law. So let's look at a few ways that we could break the eighth commandment, "You shall not steal," which may not be too obvious. One way you could be guilty would be, do you always try to get the best deal in a business transaction? We should be concerned for the other party. If someone overpays you accidentally and you know it, do you return it to them? You may say, well, that's such a little thing, why bother? Well, have you ever read what Christ said in Luke 16, beginning in verse 10? Notice what Christ had to say. "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, that is, the physical and financial asset, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?" Yes, true riches means spiritual gifts and eventually eternal life. So it's little things that help bring out your true character. It isn't big things for most people. For most people don't have the opportunity to be unfaithful in big things or to be faithful in big things or in big business transactions. But we all have the opportunity to be faithful or unfaithful in what we would term as little or unimportant things. So Christ says, as you are in little things, so you would be in big things. So Christ tells us to be faithful in others' property. Be concerned about others' welfare, just as you are your own. That way you won't cheat or steal from others. Stealing is a way of get. That is the lifestyle of a thief. The way of get is Satan's way. Do you try to collect wages for shabby work or for services not rendered? Do you expect to be paid for services not rendered? Do you take out food from a smorgasbord? Now I'm just pointing out a few ways that's possible to steal or cheat in little ways, but could be easily brushed off as though it's nothing. Eve probably saw no harm in taking the forbidden fruit. She only took just a little bit at that time. But she and Adam set the course for man. They stole. At least Eve stole and gave to Adam what she had stolen. That fruit wasn't hers. God had forbidden them to partake of that tree or its fruit. So Eve stole, but she didn't see any harm because she only took perhaps one apple, one orange, whatever it might have been. God says we steal from Him by not paying tithe and giving offerings to God for His work. Notice what God has to say in Malachi 3, beginning verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithe and offerings. Now God is telling us that we're stealing from Him if we don't give Him what is His. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. My friends, are we living under curses, or are we living under blessings? Well, as I've said many a time on this Way It Ought to Be program, that isn't too hard to figure out which one we're living under. Going on here in verse 10, God says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now in this, says the Eternal of Hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Yes, God challenges you to prove for yourself that God will bless you for obeying this tithing law, this command that He has given. God claims one-tenth to be His, and He says we are stealing from God if we don't obey that commandment. God promises to bless you for obeying the tithing law. Personally, my wife and I have obeyed this law for almost 50 years, and we haven't gone hungry or had bills that we weren't able to pay. God has blessed us in many other ways as well. This is just one example of blessings for obeying God's law. You will always be blessed for obedience to your Creator. Everything God says do or not do is very important to God and Christ, and should be to you and me. It is for our good. How would you like to live in a world where you didn't need locks and keys, bars and chains, or guards to watch your property? A world where no one was trying to take advantage of you in any way. Would you like to live in a world where you don't have to pay for merchandise you don't receive because the loss of theft is figured into whatever you buy, and where you don't have to pay a higher price just because companies, corporations, businesses of all kinds hire guards, install cameras, and pay high insurance premiums for theft loss? And where insiders in a company or corporation doesn't cheat and steal? How would you like to live in a world where no one would steal your little girl or your spouse or rip you off in any way for services not rendered or charge you double or triple prices for services they did render? Well, I think we began to see how important the Eighth Commandment is, and all the other commandments are just as important. I can tell you, my friend, such a world is coming, and it's just around the corner. If you learn to live by God's law in this life, repent of breaking His laws, which God says is sin, and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and begin to walk in those laws, begin to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, then God promises to those that do that, that He will give them His Spirit. You will be blessed in this life, and be prepared for this new age or world that Christ will rule in righteousness, which will be this earth. Notice Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, And there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. Yes, Christ will return and take this earth away from Satan. Satan is the god of this earth, but Christ qualified to become the ruler of this earth, and he will rule in righteousness. Psalm 119, verse 172, says this, My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. In God's world, when Christ has taken the kingdoms or nations of this world, the Ten Commandments will be the constitution of all nations. Everyone that refuses to live by them won't be around to break those laws. The Ten Commandments will be enforced, and what a wonderful, peaceable world it will be. Yes, just as God inspired David to write in Psalms 19:11, Moreover, by them, that is, speaking of God's laws, his commandments, your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. That reward, that is, keeping of God's laws, could be yours today. God's laws aren't just Old Testament stuff. They are all through the New Testament as well. Notice Ephesians 4, verse 28, it says this, Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him that has need. Well, that's God's law expressed in the New Testament as well. Notice what God says in 1 Peter 4, verse 15, But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief. Yes, God's law is expressed throughout the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. If you would like more understanding about the Eighth Commandment and the other commandments that God has given us to live by, which brings you joy, peace, health, happiness, contentment, happy marriages, and so on, financial stability as well, request our free articles, The Narrow Way and What Do You Mean Repent. And all you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can go online and order literature as well as listen to pre-recorded programs at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, and request your free article, The Narrow Way and What Do You Mean Repent, or go online and order or listen to pre-recorded programs. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand and live His way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.